This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. We are live for the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show. Begin at noon. We're out here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds again this year. So much going on over the course of the weekend, and we are just excited to be out here and experience what is happening around the area. Joe Pate, beginning with us, the producer of this. I mean, you've been doing these types of shows for decades. How far back did you actually start?
Well, the first show was in 95 was the research. 96 was our first show. This is the 29th annual.
And not only, though, do you do shows here, you do shows all over the place, right?
Well, we do them up and down the 5 Freeway, starting in Eugene, Roseburg, Medford, Northern California, and Klamath Falls.
And what got you interested in this whole area?
Actually, it's an unusual story. I came here to do some work with the Douglas County Fair and had an opportunity to go fishing, and did go fishing, had a day with Frank Moore, the famous fly fisherman, and I had a $1 million day with him. And I asked the fair director at the time if they had a sportsman show, and one thing led to another, and that's how it started. The concept began that day on the North Umpqua River.
So you got to fish with Frank Moore.
I did.
Wow.
On more than one occasion, actually, yes.
That is incredible. And I was told that years ago that when Frank Moore asked you to go fishing with him, you should do it.
Absolutely. He's an icon.
And, of course, I did, and he asked me, and I got busy and then never got around to it. That's one of the things that I really regretted.
He was an icon. Like I said, more than one occasion, I've had lunch with him and went to his house, his beautiful log home that unfortunately burnt down in the fire there a few years ago.
Wow.
Of course, he's passed, but he was a wonderful man, and we think a great deal of him.
Yeah, you know, this whole area is so well known, especially for fishing. I've been amazed at where people come from to fish the North Umpqua. I mean, literally all over the world. And for people who aren't fishing into fishing, they don't necessarily know that.
Well, again, Zane Grey fished here and hung out with Frank Moore. So again, another legend writer. These people are incredible. The North Umpqua River is in fact part of the region's history and legacy. And yes, it is very well known among fly fishermen, among outdoorsmen all over the world.
Yeah. So now, not only are we talking fishing here, you're talking all kinds of things outdoors. You've got a long list of things that are out here. If somebody has never been at the show, kind of explain what they'll see if they come out today, Saturday, or Sunday.
You know, what we attempt to undertake here, the presentation of the show, is to introduce people to the outdoor opportunities in the market. Hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, backpacking, cycling, in fact, off-roading, sand dunes, all types of different activities, boating. So you can come here and just be a general outdoor enthusiast or have a specific interest in one or more outdoor recreational opportunities and find a community here or a culture and help develop it. And that's what we try to do.
Now, some of the new things this year include the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone. Talk about that.
Well, you're aware that the hit TV series called Yellowstone, we learned that we were able to acquire a presentation of the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone. These are actually the animals that you see in those movies, and we thought it would be a great attraction. And, in fact, the gentlemen that are here, the trainers, do a great job of explaining how these wolves are used and how they do movie work.
What are some of the other things that are new this year?
Well, the Off-Road Outpost by CNX is interesting, a lot of off-road vehicles. We also have the Mercedes of Eugene has a van here that's called Sasquatch, as a matter of fact, and it's right near our Sasquatch, and also a plane van, so you can see the difference between what they start with and how they, what's called, upfit it.
Now, the list of folks that are out here is really exhaustive and includes not only folks like that, but businesses that really cater to people that are enjoying the outdoors.
Well, again, there's a tremendous economic base that starts these programs. You know, you have ATV dealers, we have two or three here, you have three RV dealers, you have Y Marina's got to have a blowout sale, and they should have a great run. In fact, if anyone's interested in making an incredible deal on a boat, they need to come down and see us this weekend and see Y Marina.
Wow. And you've got an opportunity as well for people to really have a learning experience out here in the Sportsman's Theater. Tell us more about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. We've got a great program, and I'm going to bring Dave Jones up, and you can ask him about that. And he's the one that schedules all the speakers, and he can also give you the hottest tips of who you want to make sure you see over the weekend.
Perfect. Now, there's a giant fish tank that's been around here for years. What's that all about?
Well, the giant fish tank, we have several experts that will be doing demonstrations all week and every hour on the half hour. And they include a lot of good topics, but again, Dave also schedules all of those demonstrations, and he'd be a great one to chat with about that, Carl.
So you really bring in a plethora of experts here. If somebody walks in and they know a little bit about hunting or fishing and kind of want to explore how to jump into it, I mean, this is really the place where you can see everybody.
That's right. With plethora, that's a pretty big word, Kyle. I'm from Maine.
We are a news talk station. We can use those words.
Yeah, the concept behind this is to get as many different types and varieties of outdoor recreational opportunities and have them presented in the show. And by doing that, there's a plethora, as you say, of outdoor recreational interests is represented here, including the state police, the advocacy groups, governmental agencies. So the latest questions that people have of them can be shared throughout the weekend.
And how much of the, I mean, it really looks like most of the fairgrounds you're occupying with this, right?
You know, we're in five buildings, and I don't know if we'll ever expand, but this is, as you can see, the number of exhibitors here is pretty interesting.
Yeah, a very long list of folks. And what's some of the farther away places that people come to exhibit here?
Well, Alaska to Africa. How about that?
Wow.
We have two African guides here, or we have two Alaskan guides here, and quite a group. So I would say from Alaska to Africa, that's a pretty expansive item. And back to the North Umpqua River, I met some people from Japan that had come here just to fish on the North Umpqua recently.
Wow, yeah, I've heard about that for years. It's pretty amazing, and we're really in a great place, too, because you're along Interstate 5. You can be just about anywhere, in an hour and a half, hour, something like that. Yeah. So many of these opportunities are right in our backyard, which makes this show a really good thing. What else do you want to let people know about it?
Well, just to further that thought, I mean, you're here, you're an hour or so from the coast, you're an hour from mountains, fishing, skiing. It's a pretty amazing place, Roseburg, Oregon.
All right, let's tell us who you have the force to talk to next.
Well, Dan Amos of Agents of the Wild came and agreed to operate, to conduct and administer our first ever photo contest, and it's a remarkable success, and he's done a wonderful job. To tell you a little bit about the number of entries we've had, but also about why he's here. He's also an exhibitor here, so it should be very interesting. Dan Amos.
All right, Dan, come on over, and we'll get you on the radio here. Go ahead and have a seat if you want. So thanks for being on. I know we talked on the phone, I think, last week or
something like that.
So get a little closer on that. So tell us about how you got interested in photography.
Well, I saw a few people with these little point-and-shoot cameras, and they had a screen on the back, and you were able to see your photo immediately after taking it. And it just kind of intrigued me. And I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I ought to get into this digital photography thing. You know, I'd done some film photography in the past, but it was very difficult and expensive. And I thought, this digital thing is a whole new medium, a new way to do things. And man, I just took off from there. I got a digital camera. I got a Canon Rebel, and that's what I started with. And it just was like an addiction. I couldn't stop. And you know what? It's still the same 20 years later.
Wow. And, of course, in that 20 years, everything about technology with cameras has changed.
Well, you know, it's still the basic concept that's the same, that you got a sensor inside the camera reading the light information. But yeah, it's amazing what you can do with those cameras nowadays. And I utilize mine constantly, all kinds of different ways, whether I'm doing time lapses, whether I'm doing high quality video or capturing that big buck on the hillside.
Now, talk about Capture the Wild. In fact, we're looking at some of the entries right here, a lot of them right here in the main entryway of the Community Conference Hall.
Yeah, it's a really great thing. We had a lot of participants. We had over 60 photos. Some really talented people put their photos in, and it was a real pleasure to judge. I had lots of questions, and I was really excited to see what the community would produce in this area, because Douglas County, Oregon, is just a wonderful place for outdoor photography and outdoor fun.
And did you find that now, these aren't all necessarily from Douglas County in terms of where the pictures were taken, or are they?
No, they're not all from Douglas County. Some of them are from all over. Like, one of the photos is from Montana. One of them is from Eastern Oregon. But, you know, when you put it out a contest in a local area, like, there's lots of local people bring in their photos from events. So, there was a picture of a little boy catching a trout, and, you know, there's somebody catching a steelhead or a salmon in a drift boat. So that's the kind of stuff that it was cool to see.
Now, for the ones, I know the winners were announced recently. Are they in a particular place that people can see them?
Yeah, they're here at the show. They're right next to my booth, Agent of the Wild, and they're displayed in order, best in show, landscapes, wildlife, and outdoor activities.
And were a lot of the entrants were pretty much all local?
Yes, they sure were. A lot of local entrants. The winner was actually from a photo from Montana, but the guy that took the photo, Jim Ballard, was from here in Douglas County.
So talk about Agent of the Wild. What's that all about?
Well, that is my professional photography and videography company. I actually have a newsletter that I put out twice a month where I share with people stories about what's going on in the general area. And then, I followed a buck around for a couple of days, and I put all the best photos of him that I got into my newsletter, and I told a story about it, and it's free, you know. So I've got quite a few subscribers, and it comes through email twice a month. And, you know, it's really cool to share those kind of stories with other people, because a lot of people don't get an opportunity to be outdoors and do things like that, and then they get to see it through my eyes.
So how many cameras do you have? I knew I was going to get that reaction. Do they all fit in one room?
They do all fit in one room. And you know what? If I had more of that green stuff they call money, I'd have a lot more cameras. I am a collector of older cameras, and I enjoy them a lot. I have some beautiful stuff. I have some Kodak Brownies that are just a square box with a little thing that you lift and put down for film. And then I have, some of the most advanced modern digital cameras and lenses as well.
So do you go all over taking pictures?
Yes, I do. And actually, I do that for my newsletter. So I pick places that I think are going to be interesting or beautiful or that are recommended to me by my community. And I go to those places at the right time. And then I get video, I get beautiful photos, and I share it with everyone.
All right, Agent of the Wild, and you're in the Community Conference Hall just right around the corner after you come in, right?
Yeah, sure am. Come visit me.
All right, we're going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. It is 12:48. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Clarkson coming up this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We are live from the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show. It is going on at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, a very busy place this afternoon as people are coming in to enjoy all things about the great outdoors. A lot of opportunities for you to check out exhibitors from the local area, but folks from quite a distance as well. And so we're looking forward to getting you out here this afternoon. I want to remind you, it is open until 9 o'clock tonight, 10 until, let's double check here, 10 until 8 tomorrow, 10 until 3 on Sunday. That's the hours for the fairgrounds. And, of course, it really occupies pretty much the entire complex. So make sure and have some time to, you know, you're not going to shoot through here in half an hour and see all that's going on. There is a lot happening here at the event. And, of course, the 29th annual with Seven Feathers presented by Bi-Mart out here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Going to talk to one of the other folks here in just a moment. Looking around at the list of some of the organizations that are out here, that includes the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Also, we've got folks that tie in with things like, for instance, Rogue Tree Service. Rogue Weather is out here as well. And looking at other products related to homes, Leaf Guard among the others that are here, and just a lot of cool products that relate to the outdoor lifestyle here at the event this year. It's happening at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And, of course, the Douglas Timber Operators Sportsman's Theater coming up at 1:30. You can find out about Electronic Forward Facing Sonar 101 with Jim Shrum. Later this afternoon, Dan Kuntz from Fishing Coastal Lakes for Bass. He'll be talking about that at 2:30. Also, Electronic Forward Facing Sonar, that'll be again at 3:30 this afternoon. And there are performances happening throughout speakers happening throughout the weekend as well. And we have got, go ahead and have a seat there. David Moore is with us right now. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So talk about what you do.
Well, we produce the record book for Oregon and Washington's big game animals and facilitate the tour of the Northwest big game animals with the trophy display heads that we travel throughout the Northwest with.
So where are you based in?
John Day, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh. You've come a long way.
Yeah. Well, I came from Puyallup.
Well, you came from an even longer way then.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in John Day in a long time. How did you get interested in this whole area?
Well, I started the first part of measuring for the record book in 1992. I've been doing this show since it started 28 years ago.
And
I actually give Joe the show dates to this show. They didn't have them. I had it rented already. So then I said, I don't want to be a sportsman show producer, but I'll bring my display every year.
So what do you like about working in this whole industry?
Scoring?
Or just being in that, the outdoors.
We start out in Price Cities, Washington. We go to Puyallup. We did 200 sets of antlers in Puyallup last week. And you never know what's going to walk through the door. Up there, we had a bull elk that come in that measured 413 inches, a new number two in Washington ever harvested. Coming to the Redmond show in March will be the potential new world record non-typical Rocky Mountain elk ever taken in North America from Washington. So at each of the shows, people can bring their head, horns, or antlers down to be measured. We do the measuring. We enter them into a database. We just printed the new 7th edition of the Oregon Record Book. It's 753 pages of full color with photographs for our categories in rifle, archery, black powder, and shed antler categories.
So where do people get that?
They can bring their stuff in and have it measured and see the wall of what we have over here are some of the biggest ones ever taken. In the other building over there, we have the life-size bison that was killed in South Dakota. It's a world record muzzleloader. Two life-size black bears. Here we have the Oregon State Record non-typical mule deer. I measured, I think, in 1990. It's 321 inches, number four in the world at the time. Mule deer, number one in Oregon, killed in 1925. The oldest thing we have here is a bull elk that was killed at Camp Harney by the 1st U.S. Cavalry during the last Indian Wars in eastern Oregon by Lieutenant H.E. Tutherly. He was killed in 1878.
Wow.
Since he was an officer, his wife accompanied him to camp at Camp Harney, which is near Burns, Oregon. He detached a detailed thing of cavalry with the antlers to Fort Bidwell, Nevada, on to San Francisco, where it was put on a ship and sailed back around to New Hampshire. I measured the bull in about 92. A guy named Mark Sargent owns it in Hermiston. That's his great-great-grandfather. He generously loaned it out so we could show it.
So you're out here all weekend. Where can people find you out here?
We're in the first building when you walk, come through the main gate.
So the community conference hall out here. And that is why, if you have not come to this before, you may be surprised to see people walking in with antlers, et cetera.
There you go.
And where do they get your book?
Where do I keep it?
Is that available online?
Oh, it's here.
So you can purchase
it
here.
I just got them last week. They came back through U.S. Customs out of Tacoma. Of course, they shipped them all the way to John Day, so I had to have a guy drive them from John Day to here. And Eugene was the first show last weekend that had the books available, and they are here.
And how much are they?
They're $100. And we also are giving a free raffle ticket to everyone that buys a book on a $10,000 mule deer hunt that we guide in Eastern Oregon for.
Wow.
So if you buy a book, you get a raffle ticket.
And when is that? Do you have a particular date for that? Or
The date will be in 2026.
So a ways up the road, but time to
play. And it'll be a landowner preference tag, so they don't have to draw the tag, and it'll be fully guided by us and our guys.
Wow. Now, along with what you do, do you've got a website that ties into this?
We do. It's nwbiggame.com.
All right. A lot happening, and just about ready to wrap it up here. If somebody hasn't come here before, what would you say to encourage them to come out?
Well, Joe's done a really good job putting together a lot of different vendors and a lot of different people for the entertainment here in Douglas County. So we have guys that I know are coming from Medford, and people from here go to Medford. So we'll be there in 2 weeks. We'll be in Portland next week, but we're here for the next 3 days.
All right, happening all weekend long out here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And thanks for talking to us.
You bet, no problem.
All right, we're out of time for Inside Douglas County. That wraps it up here from the Sportsman and Outdoor Recreation Show on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.